Congress return this week following last week's recess, and one of the items of business in the Senate will be to continue to seek a compromise on a federal GMO labeling standard. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, joins us with this and other updates from the week in Washington.
Thus far, Republican and Democratic senators have been unable to reach a compromise on the legislation that would allow it to come to the floor and get the necessary 60 votes for approval. But Chairman Roberts and Ranking Member Stabenow on the Senate Agriculture Committee continue their efforts to try to bridge those differences to get a final piece of legislation approved.
In addition, work will continue in both the House and Senate on the appropriations process. Langley shares what he expects.
We expect the Senate version of the Agriculture Appropriations Bill to be considered in subcommittee and full committee in the coming weeks and then move to the Senate floor. At this time, work is continuing on the Senate floor on their Energy and Water Appropriations Bill, which is the first appropriations measure to come up before the full Senate this year.
And on the House side,
the ag version of the appropriations bill has already moved through subcommittee and full committee and is expected to come to the House floor in the coming weeks once they begin their appropriations bills that will move to the House floor starting sometime next week.